sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Finest of pure white linen followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill. We've got so much to talk about today. This is a great day. This is the 1st of February. It is the full moon. One more moon until Purim. We've been talking about Purim, which is the celebration of the annihilation of our enemies. So get ready, buckle up. It's probably going to be a really big month, and it's starting big. President Trump named the new Fed chairman. We're going to talk about what is going on with these journalists being arrested and the truth that's coming out about that, and also the Epstein files. Because you know this is huge. This is finally hitting the mainstream. So let's get started. The first thing I want to talk to you about. I'm so glad to see you guys over on the chat. Welcome. Good morning. Good morning. So the first thing I want to talk about is this Fed chairman Kevin Warsh. And so there's a lot of scuttlebutt about it. I want to just basically bring it down to the really what is President Trump doing. And so there are different opinions about it. The first thing I'll say is that I want you to hear a clip directly from him about burning the system down. So there you go. That's a great place to start, because that's exactly what we believe needs to happen, because this system has not been working for us. It's been working for the bad guys. Check it out.
It would have been even worse for the rest of the world. So that's what we did in crises. And, you know, some of your and my friends on the right, including at institutions we care deeply about, their views then were, you should let the system burn down. A phoenix will rise from the ashes. You really have no business in doing this.
All right.
It would have been even worse for the...
All right. So there, that was very interesting little clip from him talking about that. And so, you know, anyway, there are differing opinions about exactly what he's going to do. But mark this down. He will make sure that it works for you and me, for the regular people, not just for the ones at the top. So yeah, here is a quote from Laura Abele, and so I thought this was great to share. If Trump is trying to reassert control over monetary power without spooking the system, this is exactly the type of pick you would make. Warsh is trusted by markets, accepted by institutions, fluent in the language of central banking, but he's not ideologically wedded to the permanent crisis era policies. President Trump said yesterday it used to be where they would announce that we had terrific numbers and then the market would surge. But no, not anymore, because what's been happening is the feds try to just strangle our economy and kill it. And so that they can, you know, siphon all the cream from the top, so to speak. And so he says we need to get back to where it's a good thing to have good economic numbers being reported. And so then the Federal Reserve is not continually trying to squash our economy. So yeah, to move forward into the golden age, we can't continually be tamped down like the Federal Reserve has been doing. He previously criticized excessive monetary intervention and warned about the long-term distortions caused by central banks. That's exactly what he's talking about, this continual raising of the interest rates to try to squash it, because they want to say we need to stop paying. You know, it's going to cause inflation if the people's wages go up. That's what they've been saying. Again, they have always made so much money, or at least since Clinton, they've made so much money by really investing in markets that use slave labor. Let's just bring it down. They don't want the American people or any of the people all over the world to actually do well and to prosper. They want to keep a continual underclass. And so that's why they've since I think it's the number 72,000 factories to China and the into the East since Clinton's administration. So that's why we have, you know, been struggling so much. Everyone's been struggling so much in our country. But President Trump is ending all of that, and this Fed, the new Fed chairman, is a big part of that. Now, he's not going to be put into place until May, which seems like forever, but it's going to be here before you know it, and it's already having an impact on the businesses. So that's all that matters. And really, the Fed, I don't think, really has any power to do some of their evil tricks with the new Fed chairman being named. Anyway, so he is not a populist, though. He's not anti-Fed. He's not a rebel. So again, to keep everyone, all the markets calm, which is super important. It looks like more like less like a revolution, more like a control pivot from the inside. He's someone who could calibrate the system without triggering a financial civil war. This is Laura Abele's opinion. So, you and I are like burn it to the ground, but this is what Laura Abele was saying. And I think that she's, from the inside perspective, that's probably true. This is someone who can walk straight into the heart of power and own the room. He does fit the role. So there you go. Of course, a terrific pick. I'm sick to death of Jerome Powell. So this is from what Kevin Warsh had to say. It says the Fed should abandon the dogma that inflation is caused when the economy grows too much and workers get paid too much. Stop that. Stop that. How about an amen for that? We want to have a Fed chairman who's actually working for the benefit of the American people, for Main Street and not just for Wall Street, and for them to just siphon off all the money off the top by using, the slave wages. They've invested in companies that are, paying their people nothing. It's pure evil. All right. So it also says here that the Fed's financial stability responsibilities should not give license to central bankers to be emerging capital providers. Capital allocation should reside, if anywhere, with the fiscal authority and its fiscal agent, the Department of Treasury. Okay. So I want you to hear what she has to say about that.
The Department of Treasury. Now, that gets us to the battle that's been going on for over 200 years. The battle between the American system of Alexander Hamilton and the British imperial system. But before we go deeper, if you're starting to see that this fight...
Okay, so this, what she's going to talk about is that this is, we've continually been fighting the globalist cabal, the ones who have controlled our money system forever. And when we came into our country and established our own sovereignty, that meant sovereignty of our financial markets. And that's when you had all the greats like Hamilton, who established monetary policy, and the tariffs that we would charge to countries who were trying to do business with America. And so they established this, and President Trump is doing the exact same thing, the Hamiltonian model, where we say, yes, you're welcome to trade in America, but there's going to be a tariff. There's going to be a tax. Just like when you go and to the store, you have to pay a tax. And that's what, why are we paying taxes? Why are we paying taxes on all the goods we purchase, but the people trading into our country or not? That's ridiculous. Obviously, that is geared specifically toward helping Wall Street and not toward helping the American people, Main Street. So, I thought this was terrific how she's bringing out about the Hamiltonian finances, and that's exactly where we want to go. And where she brings out is that whenever they tried to have us have a sovereign monetary policy, and where we did everything on our own, then those people got assassinated, whether it's McKinley, Hamilton, Lincoln, all of these got assassinated. And we see, President Trump, they have attempted multiple times to assassinate him because he's trying to cut out them from running our financial policy. and trying to, he's trying to help the American people do well, and they do not want that at all. They do not like that because that cuts them out of getting all of the financial benefit. So this is exactly what has happened in the past, but no more. The golden, we're going to the golden age, and we're not going to do this anymore. Where they run the world, so and run our financial policy. All right. So the other thing I wanted to show you is this map. Let's see if I, okay, here's the map. This is what is happening with the finances coming back to America. Again, thank you, Promethean Action, for creating this this meme. Look at all of the factories that are coming back to America. As I was saying, so many factories went to China under starting really with Bill Clinton, and then just, you know, ever since, you know, everything's made in China, right? So we know that. And so now all of these factories are coming back to America. Here, for example, here's one, the Titan mining facility in New York is a graphite processing plant. We haven't had a graphite center since 70 years ago. That tells you right there, everything, they're the big business people are so excited, the free market people are so excited that we can have business back in America and not just buying stuff from overseas anymore. That's huge. Also, look at this. The U.S. Steel granite facility for graphite processing last produced 2 years ago. John Deere Parts Distribution Center, new state-of-the-art logistics network expansion. So all these new factories are coming back. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you, President Trump. And we're not going back to being led around by the nose by Wall Street anymore. And this new Fed chairman is a big, big part of that. Okay, so yeah, yay for Main Street. Main Street, and this is no bueno for Wall Street, and they are not happy about that. But I appreciate that. There are many who realize that he is not going to completely cut out Wall Street because we do need to make sure that the 401ks don't go down, that type of thing. But we want to make sure that the American people get paid. So that is very good. So if you're interested in this type of information, definitely bookmark this, subscribe, make sure you like, hit the like button right now, you guys. This is the day really that it's the end of the cabal, because what happens when the cabal fails? When their money system fails, then they are out of power. That's exactly what has to happen. So that's what's happening with the new Fed chairman. Again, some of these things that won't necessarily take place until May, when he is installed into that position. All right. Now, I want to talk about what's going on in Iran. Iran, and just pray for Iran to be liberated soon, because this has just been so awful what has been happening over there, and it's just horrible. But President Trump sent what he's called the Armada to Iran. And let me read to you exactly what he said. A massive armada is heading to Iran. It's moving quickly with great power, enthusiasm, and purpose. It's a larger fleet headed by the great aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln that was sent to Venezuela. So it's bigger than the one sent to Venezuela. And we saw how quickly that they made this happen in Venezuela. Now, it's a different issue there a little bit. This Iranian mullah regime is really, I think, the very tip of the head of the beast, and they don't want to lose that position of power. I think there's something historical about like the Persian Empire, the Iranian Empire, that it's an ancient culture, and that this is really a big part of the seat of the cabal's power. Anyway, but he's sending this huge fleet. It is there. And so likewise with Venezuela, it is ready, willing, and able to rapidly fulfill its mission with speed and violence if necessary. He just put this out on the 28th. Hopefully, Iran will come quickly to the table and negotiate a fair and equitable deal. No nuclear weapons, one that is good for all parties. Time is running out. What is this time? We've been talking about Iran is next. Free Iran for a long time. 17's been talking about this for a long time. We're not going to get through all this and then not have Iran being free. It's very important. I really do think it's really at the tip of the head of the beast, as I was saying. And it's truly of the essence. Time is of the essence. I believe that he's kind of pinpointing to us that we're just about at the end of this war, that we're at the end of this battle. We're in the phase of the end game where we're pulling down the House of Cards. If you're not familiar, I just did a clip the other day about the House of Cards. It's pinned on my ex account, Melissa Redpill. And also we are doing a study on Purim right now, which is talking about the annihilation of our enemies. That's where we are. And it's you can live and to tell about it as long as you surrender. And maybe these people will realize that they'll potentially spend time in prison for what they've done, but they will, at least not maybe lose their lives, but they need to go quickly. As I told Iran once before, make a deal. They didn't, and there was an Operation Midnight Hammer. So he's reminding them what he did back in the day to destroy their nuclear weapons. Don't make that happen again. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Well, look, okay, so here's what President Trump had to say, and then I'm going to show you something that happened yesterday that I think potentially is related to what he's saying here, and maybe they've already done a strike. I don't know. Well, I'll show you, and then you can tell me in the comments what you think.
A large armada, flotilla, call it whatever you want, heading toward Iran right now. Even larger than what we had in Venezuela. Hopefully we'll make a deal. If we do make a deal, that's good. If we don't make a deal, we'll see what happens.
Are you giving Iran any kind of deadline to make a deal before potentially taking
Only they action? Know for sure. We'll see how it all works out. They have to float someplace. They might as well float near Iran.
Trump in the Oval Office yesterday.
There you go. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm really, one of my dear friends is from Iran, and she just is crying every day because of what has happened to her country, and the people are just in desperate straits, and so finally I think that many of them are at the point where they want help from President Trump, and that's what it had to get to. Many of them were thinking that they wanted to do it themselves, but they realized that hey, the American cabal regime under Carter brought in these mullahs, and they need to take them out. Take them back. We don't want them here anymore. Okay, so here's what happened. Ooh, that's awfully loud. This is what happened yesterday. I want you to see. I'm going to just mute that or something because it's awfully loud. But this is an explosion that happened. Now, this is in southern Iran. This is not near Tehran. But I want you to notice. That's still so loud. Is that loud for your ears? Let me see if I can just do it. I'm just going to mute it just for a second. Okay, I'll mute myself if I don't watch out. All right, so I'm going to do it like that. So here is... I don't know if you can hear any of that. So here is the... Here's the... what do you call it? This home that was bombed. But the crazy thing is that... Look, I want you to notice as we're watching... Look in that when you see in the house, you're going to see this really fancy furniture. It just doesn't look like a typical person's furniture. Maybe this is what all the Iranian furniture looks like. I don't know. But it's very fancy. It looks to me like it could be the home of a person, a leader who's been taking the money from the country. So tell me what you think. Let me see if I can get the. Now look, okay, this one right here. Look at, as they zoom in, look at that furniture. Doesn't that look more like someone who considers themselves royalty and very wealthy? And I'm going to pan out, you're going to see the entire building looks like it just exploded. As if, I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't have any evidence of this, but if this is one of those people, just nothing else happened in the whole city, just this. What if this was done by our military and going to strike one of the leaders in Iran? I don't know if that's the case. I'm just throwing this out there that, that would put everyone there on notice that you better seriously surrender, make some serious changes, and stop what you're doing to the people, because we can take you out at any moment that we want to. We know the power of our military. We saw what happened in Venezuela. We saw the fear that was in the eyes of the people. They said the military people were either killed instantly or bleeding out of the nose or vomiting blood. I mean, their weapons were not working at all. They pulled the trigger and nothing happened. So that tells you right there, they know that President Trump is serious. They know that what he did in Venezuela. He's already saying he's going to do the same thing in Iran. And look at this. It just looks to me like, now they're not going to tell if that's really what happened. But if that truly did happen, then all of the people in power, I know, are seriously talking about, we've got to surrender now because it's game over, and they're not going to be in these positions, and they're going to. I'm hoping that they will surrender. What do you think? Yeah, easy money, pooping their pants. Yeah, I think so. That's exactly. I think that's probably what this is. So, you know, either way, President Trump is going to do what is necessary to free the people of Iran. I really do think that this could potentially have had something to do with that. And if one was taken out, and then if he's just every day going to pick another one off, and then another one off, and then another one off until they are gone. What do you think? All right. So if you're liking all this information, definitely check into our website, freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com. You can always follow our social media, because I've been posting a lot of these things on our social media. We get together and we talk about it. We get into more detail on the videos, but I have a social media right here on melissaredpill.com. Check this out. All the social media there, as well as the video channels. We also have podcasts, and thank you to our wonderful team, Melly, who makes sure to get all these things posted. I love you so much and appreciate you so much. But my role in this that the Lord has given me, which I'm so thankful for, is to help to understand end times, what is going on in end times. If you're new to my channel, we're in the end times for them. It's the end times for them. It's the end times for the Iranian mullahs. It's the end times for the globalist bankers who've been destroying our economy and making slaves all over the world. It's the end times for all of them. And definitely check into my audiobooks, the books that I've written. If you just click right here, you'll see the intro to End Times, the wonderful truth about it, because we were misled about it. They wanted to strike fear into our hearts and make us think we had to escape Earth, but we're not. It's His kingdom come, His will be done on Earth as it is in heaven. On Earth. How many times have we prayed that? That's what it is. Happening. And these are my books. This is the Decode of Revelation. If you want to find out the truth about end times, it's wonderful news for us, and it's bad news for the bad guys. It's end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. The Golden Age. I just released this book about all the wonderful things to look forward to in the Golden Age. Peace and justice and wealth and health all over the world. Freedom, unity, and Christ as our King. Ruling the earth and us ruling with him. So definitely check into that. They're only $2.99 on Amazon. Here's also the major clues from Minor Prophets. They told us everything we're witnessing. I didn't even realize it. They were giving us clues for what was happening, and you'll love that. And also this one right here, End Times. This is biblical. This is all these Bible stories we've learned all of our lives were also a roadmap for us on what is happening in this day. So definitely check into that. Next, let's talk about this election. The FBI went into the election office in Fulton County. You already know that. They went into Fulton County and seized all the 2020 ballots. And it's absolutely outrageous what they found, which we have already known. And our wonderful patriot, Sidney Powell, has been exposing this since the very beginning. I want you to see this and this little clip. And I also want you to see that Ed Martin just posted a clip, a picture of himself with her saying, "Good morning, America. How are you?" So this is really great. Great to see, and I know she is chomping at the bit to release the Kraken, so check this out.
Let me ask you about the state of Georgia. Obviously, yesterday, you know, the governor there, he certified the election for Joe Biden. It's about 12,000 votes, and what you see, will Georgia switch?
Yeah, that's a total farce. Georgia's probably going to be the first state I'm going to blow up, and Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State need to go with it because they're in on the Dominion scam with their last-minute purchase or award of a contract to Dominion of $100 million. The State Bureau of Investigation for Georgia ought to be looking into the financial benefits received by Mr. Kemp and the Secretary of State's family about that time. And another benefit Dominion was created to award is what I would call election insurance. That's why Hugo Chavez had it created in the first place. But I also wonder where he got the technology, where it actually came from, because I think it's hammer and scorecard from the CIA.
Just to clarify, you're saying that Governor Kemp, who's been a longtime ally of the president, is directly involved because of financial benefit in the conspiracy to defeat the president in Georgia?
We have certainly been told that there is evidence of that, and it would warrant an investigation if anybody were actually going to do an honest investigation.
What more could you tell us about that alleged conspiracy?
Okay, so I'm just going to stop right there. So she was blasting out the truth long ago. Yes, you might say, okay, this came out of Venezuela and, you know, Hugo Chavez, but she says it's CIA software to do the regime change all over the country, all over the world, really. And so thank you, Sidney Powell, for being so courageous. Now, they attacked her like they attacked Mike Lindell. Don't forget, let's all support Mike Lindell. He and she, all these ones who are in the front lines have been under attack like crazy. So you can actually go to mypillow.com/Melly and use the promo code Melly and get some things for yourself and your house to continually support them, because they have taken it on the chin so bad. But anyway, so I just want you to see, I want you to see what Sidney Powell had to say about that. And anyway, there was one other thing I wanted to tell you, but anyway, I'll tell you after the break.
The governor's involved.
I can't give you any more details on that now, but it would certainly warrant an investigation. If it had been reported to me as a law enforcement officer, I would be investigating it steadfastly.
Okay, so what I wanted to say is that clearly the judge who gave the right to the FBI to go and seize these 2020 ballots found probable cause. There's no doubt about it. That's the only way that they could go in. And a lot of people are like, this is old news. Why are you going back and re-legislating all this and looking into all this? Because we will not forget. We know what they did. It's because of the 2020 election that all of this mayhem has happened, that all of this, these illegal immigrants, these MS-13 gang members and cartel members came into our country. And by the way, I know this is a totally different subject, but it's very important. I just posted on the social media today how the mayor of Long Beach has been calling on 55 gangs. He called them out. He knows each one of them. He says, I need you to come in to the city on Monday, tomorrow, on the 2nd of February, 2026, to fight ICE. Literally, they're working with ICE. This is exactly what's happened in Mexico, that the cartels run the country, and this is exactly what they're doing here. So the judge said, okay, there is probable cause that I see that clearly this is happening. We have got to get our country run back by Americans, by law and order. And they realize that this is how these people have been put into these positions, whether they're mayors or governors or wherever, all over the world. This is actually the of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. This is the white horse of the four that is the puppet leaders and how they, what they use to destroy the world. And we didn't realize it. And so thank God for Sidney Powell and Mike Lindell. And I'm going to show you something else. President Trump posted, hopefully I have that video. He posted a video where he showed a picture of Mike Lindell, not Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell and, General Flynn, Mike Flynn, were on the cover, on the very first picture, and showing how they were on the front lines fighting this way back in the day. So, of course, President Trump knows all about this, and it's finally time, it appears, for this to come down, bring down this entire evil house of cards. Okay, so she's got to talk about releasing the Kraken, so check this out.
You know, I know you say you want to do your arguing in court. You are an attorney. You're not a press secretary. But you all did have a press conference last week. Jordan Sekulow said that there's going to be a filing soon in Georgia that would be explosive. Can you tell us anything? Can you make some news with us here tonight? Tell us anything new that you're going to present in that filing in Georgia.
Well, I can't say that yet.
but hopefully this week we will get it ready to file.
Sydney, what's
and it will be biblical.
How about that? It will be biblical. Now, I don't know if she knew at the time that this was going to be delayed until after the Biden administration, and you know, none of us wanted to believe that. Whether she knew that at that time, it doesn't appear that she did. But finally, based upon this picture, it appears it's time. And she says, she replies to Ed Martin, the DOJ, deputy DOJ, I think is his title. Good morning, indeed. So this was on the day when the FBI went and seized all these ballots.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Here is the video that President Trump just posted, I think, yesterday. And the very first picture, one of the very first pictures, is Sidney Powell along with General Flynn.
Check remember what it was like when the 2020 election was rigged and stolen? Do you remember all?
There you go. There you go. And Patrick Byrne. Yeah. Stu Peters. So President Trump just posted this because that's exactly what they were doing. Is at this point, as you know, these three went into President Trump's office, amazingly got in there. And, you know, I think that in my opinion, President Trump knew that it was part of the plan was to let this was going to have to happen. People had to see what they would do, that they would let in all these people into our country and that they would take over our country. And when we would try to get these criminals out, that they would bring out all the guns, all the people to fight against ICE using, quote, Soros money, but it's really our tax dollars. And so, yeah, this is a color revolution that's happening they're trying to do in our country. And we're not going to allow it. We're not going to allow it. All the other countries have been taken over by these color revolutions and not here. It's not going to happen. So, yeah, they thought they did it because they stole the election, but they are going to lose.
The bullshit stories people told you about how the fraudulent election would be overturned. Do you remember the symbols of tyranny when fences went up around D.C. for Joe Biden's inauguration? Do you remember watching fuel and food prices skyrocket in a matter of months? Do you remember watching our borders being invaded by a virtual army of unidentified criminals? Do you remember watching our nation get systematically destroyed for 4 years by the Joe Biden auto pen administration? Do you remember longing for the days of winning when we had Donald Trump in the White House? Do you remember thinking he was going to die when the bullet aimed at his brain only grazed his ear? Do you remember rejoicing after witnessing the miracle?
All right, so I won't play the whole video. I have that posted on my social media. But bottom line, you know, this is just like what President Trump is saying right here, fight, fight, fight. We're going to win, win, win. If anyone doubts President Trump being able to defeat these people, they got another think coming. And you might think, oh, well, he lost, you know, when he was ousted back in 2020. My opinion, not really. I think that the point is this was all part of the plan, in my opinion, and we had to see it. As awful as it has been, we had to see it. And as awful as it has been that the children were lost, they have, thank God, restored 150,000 of the 300,000. And so, you know, Homan is on that, like white on rice. All right, so now the next thing, before I do that, let me show you tomorrow. No. Yes, starting tomorrow, they're going to have a special for $5 for the detox. I want to make sure that you guys know about that. And for those of you who are not really working hard on detoxing every day, please make that part of your health repertoire. This is the one that I use. This is called Pure Body Extra. Pure Body Extra. It is at the cellular level, and it's from Zeolite. Zeolite goes in like a little vacuum, and it attaches at the molecular level, at the cellular level, to these toxins and to flush them out of your system. And this is something that the Lord made for us from the volcanic ash, the zeolite. And the way that it's created, it's like a little cage, and it grabs the toxin and eliminates it from your body. And so they are, you know, they're still spraying us. They're still putting things in the food. You know, we still have to detox and get these things out of our body. Our body was not made to have all these toxins in there, 80,000 toxins. So this is the one right here. I'm going to go ahead and give you the link right now to that, and so you can learn more about that and look into getting this detox. So you can cancel it anytime, but at least you can get the $5 detox. The other thing I've got on my channel, I talk about detoxing your, it's already on. I thought it was going to start tomorrow, but they already have it on, so you can go ahead and get it today. The other thing that's really important for you is that to cleanse your water. Everything that comes into your body, you've got to make sure that it, you just don't throw anything in there, because there's just so many toxins, so many bad things all around. So I would really encourage you to go to my health page, look into how to cleanse your water. I do this every drop of water that I cook with, every drop of water that I drink is we filter. And so I really would encourage you to do that and drink water, 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 water. I really like the wonderful from P Squared Probiotics. You'll find this on, let me just go back and show you what you'll find on the health page. If you go to the health page, you will find this wonderful additive to your water. You're going to love it. And it actually goes into your colon and it helps your colon to digest your food and to get the enzymes that you need. Right here, this one. I love your guts. And so drink. I was just having this conversation with Dr. Laura, because she's saying that she's asking people, you know, what they're drinking, what they're eating. And she says it's not good. Not good. You've got to drink. Just really cut back, if not completely, on Cokes. I'm just saying, and cut out on, you know, the sugar. It's just so, so bad for you. I know I'm trying to sound like your mama. I don't mean to sound like your mama, but I'm just saying, for your health, it's really important that you drink plenty of water. And if you don't really like the taste of water, if you put this wonderful additive from the P Squared Probiotics, the water additive, you will love it. I'll go ahead and show it to you real quick. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you is way down at the bottom. I'm going to show you the one that it's wonderful. This is to cleaning your house and to help your body to have true probiotics all throughout your house and all throughout your body. But this is the additive. If you don't really like water, then this is a wonderful additive to put in it. And it's not only makes it spearmint taste and really delicious to drink water, but it also, like I said, helps your body to assimilate the enzymes from your food, the nutrients from your food. A lot of enzymes that you purchase are eaten up, processed in the stomach with the stomach acids, but not this. This actually makes it to the colon, into where your body absorbs the nutrients from your food. Okay, so the other thing I was going to tell you is over on my smoothie page. Let me see if I can find that one real quick. I should make this really super easy to find. When you go here, let's see. Okay, where is my smoothie? I have a smoothie page. I gotta add the smoothie link. Oh my goodness. Okay, if you just go to freedomforce.live/smoothie. I didn't mean to get off on this topic, but it's so important. We were just having this talk and we're like, how is everybody gonna get well if they're still eating the smoothies? Oh, you know what? A green smoothie. I'm sorry, you guys. I should have had this right. I wasn't even going to do with this. Wasn't planning on doing this. Here it is. This is where I talk about the green smoothie that I make and how I do it. You can click right here and you can watch the video on how I make my smoothie every day, making sure that I get into me the nutrients that I need. Okay. And again, now that I'm doing the wonderful P Squared drink additive, I know that this is getting absorbed into my system. So it's, you know, rather than just eating what the cabal food, really you try hard to get, you know, the wonderful things in your body. I love the super green juice. It's just really, your body is very, very happy when you do that. And I've had to take some serious action because, as you guys know, I was poisoned. But look at me now. I'm doing terrific, and I'm doing great. So anyway, so you know, putting all these wonderful things, and if you put, this is the trick. If you're not really big on veggies, that's okay. Throw this in your blender and add some strawberries, maybe some banana. I love this nitric oxide, the organic beets. It makes it really delicious and sweet. And you'll just, I slurp it down. I look forward to it every day. I put protein powder in it. It's just really, really good. Okay, so I'm done being your mama. All right, so now back to some very I guess it's good news that the truth is coming out about the Epstein files. The Epstein files were just released. We've been talking about this forever, and so that tells you another reason that this is the end game. This is finally here. When you see all of these things happening, it makes your head spin. But if you have been looking into some of these things, and I've been posting some of it, this right here is a horrifying and disgusting email about cannibalism and the pedophiles. So there you go. And I'm posting some of these things. And you know, it's stuff that we've seen, and I know you know all these things, but this is the evidence. If anybody didn't believe that Epstein was a pedophile, then just share this with them right there. I'll share the link with you right here. It's awful. All right, so here is here's the one about Epstein right here. I'm just post that one, and I know Songbird, if you can put that over in the comment section. Thank you very much, Songbird. Yeah, so this is awful. I'm not going to read this to you. Hopefully you can read it, but it is absolutely awful, and it's evidence that this is who they are. This is what they do. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is evidence in the Epstein files that were released from our government, and everybody needs to understand that anyone who's involved with Epstein is likely of the same ilk. Okay, this is really what is important for everybody to grapple with and to accept and to wake up and to realize that the world has been run by satanic pedophiles. That's the unfortunate truth. But this is the great day that we are going to destroy them. This is the day that we, the Joel 2 army, just like with Elijah and the prophet, that he destroyed the prophets of Baal. This is who we're up against. This is the satanic criminal cabal that we're up against. Same thing that Elijah was up against. And we're going to defeat them, and we're going to have, they will be gone, and we will have peace on earth for 1,000 years. This is what the Bible says would happen. All right. So yeah, I'll be posting more of these on our social media, but I really encourage you to share this information, okay, so that people understand, you know, who these people are. They're sick. They're evil. They literally worship Satan. They harm children. And there's clear, undeniable evidence that this is going on. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is real. And this is who President Trump is fighting. And that's why they're fighting back so hard, because they don't want to be to pay the consequences for their crimes against children and their crimes against humanity. So it's not surprising that after they would do these things to children, that they would try to kill off humanity. If you're not familiar with the series that we're doing right now on Purim, definitely check into this one right here, The Plot to Kill Us. And Purim is actually on March 3rd this year. So definitely check into Red Pill the World over on my Rumble channel, and definitely watch these videos. This is our second one, the second installation. So this is coming up on the next moon, the next full moon, which is March 3rd. All right. So I have something else. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to do that one next. I'll go ahead very quickly, and because I didn't get the chance to show you this on the last video, this is where Benny Johnson found this information about Ilhan Omar. Have you all seen that? I want to make sure that you have seen it, because this is undeniable proof that she has been somehow profiting off of this fake company, and this is a money laundering operation. She had supposedly this winery, and the winery was worth $15,000, and then by the next year, it's worth millions and millions of dollars. Let me see if I can. Let's listen to Benny Johnson, what he had to say. Okay, that's not it. There you go.
Investigated Ilhan Omar's official financial disclosures, and what I found was so dark and criminal, I don't know how she gets out of this without going to jail. Have a look at this. Here's Ilhan Omar's financial disclosure from the Congressional Record, year 2023. I want to bring your attention to this company right down here, Est Crew LLC. This is a winery in Santa Rosa, California. It's not doing that well. The total value of the winery is listed at $15,000, and Ilhan Omar's barely making any money off of it at all. Hardly enough to pay a parking ticket. Okay, that's fine. Nothing really mysterious there. Businesses fail all the time. But go ahead and look at her filing for 2024, and you'll find that Est Crew Winery, the same company in the same location, is now worth $5 million. That's incredible, up from $15,000. And now Ilhan Omar's making enough to pay rent. So this must be one of the most successful companies ever. Let's go ahead and check in on this winery. You know, maybe we could buy some wine. I like wine. Why not? Let's see if we can buy some Est Crew Winery.
Notice there, this fictitious company has 84 followers. So where's this millions of dollars coming from, Ilhan? And just so you know, President Trump just posted yesterday that these people should be removed from our country. And that, you know, she's corrupt. He just posted that on his social media. And so you're going on here to try to find the where you buy it. Well, it supposedly takes you to the Zinfandel.org wineries. Well, this is their page. And now, since Benny Johnson posted this, now this page can't be found. It's not even there because they didn't even have a way to buy it on there before. And now the entire page has been removed. So they're running scared. As they should. So, I mean, the corruption, the fraud is just everywhere you look. And people are busy right now exposing it on the daily. I think what's happening in California right now with all the riots that are going on, and they brought out all the Antifa crowd and all these things. And as I was saying, the Long Beach calling out these 55 gang members, all of this is to stop any investigation, to stop any exposure, to stop any of that. Nick Shirley is going over there, and no telling what he's going to be looking into and exposing on his social media. So when that comes out, we'll definitely share it. But they're not happy about all of this being exposed. And in the past, they have been able to get away with so many of these things, but I don't think that's going to go on for very much longer. So very, very good news. So let's see. I had one other thing. Okay, you got that. This is the one other thing I want to show you real quick before we go. This is where, as you very well know, Don Lemon was arrested for going into this church. And so he's saying, well, I'm just doing it because I'm a journalist. And so I want you to hear this really great response to Chris Cuomo from Michael Knowles. He did an amazing job. And he's saying this, and you're going to hear it with your own ears. He said, Chris Cuomo, listen to this. Don Lemon violated the FACE Act and 18 U.S. Code 241, among others. You cannot claim First Amendment protections while you actively violate the First Amendment rights of others. There you go. Well said. Thank you, Michael Knowles. I think this would be a great one for everyone to share. I'll make sure to put the clip over in the comment section. But it says that, see, the FACE Act is where you cannot go into a church. This is a private business. This is a private group. This is a private organization. You cannot go in there and disrupt what they have going on. This is the FACE Act, and that's exactly what they did. And he knew about this before he went in there, that he's already put on video that he was well aware of what was going on. And he also would, when he was reporting on this before they went into the church, he was stopping the video because he had information that he did not want to express. That's not the same. That's not journalism. That's complicity. That's being a part of what they're doing. So anyway, I want you to see what...
Henry, you're believing the event that he was actively participating in was to traumatize people. And he said that is good. That is what that is for. He went in there, he admitted on camera. You're believing the woman who organized it for some reason. You're not believing Don Lemon, your own friend. He said that he knew a secret. He knew about what they were doing in advance. He wouldn't say it on camera. No, he served coffee to his fellow activists in there. He violated the FACE Act. He conspired against my friend. Very important point. You cannot claim First Amendment protections while you actively violate the First Amendment rights of others. My friend, Chris Bell, his wife, Joan Bell, was in prison for 27 months over this for an abortion clinic.
Yes. He also said about Don Lemon violated. Check this out.
The mens rea of that statute. How?
Chris, I think it's laudable that you want to defend your friend. Don Lemon said on camera that the purpose of the event that he was actively participating in was to traumatize people. And he said that is good. That is what that is for. He went in there. He admitted on camera. You're believing the woman who organized
They're worried about the application.
Right, because they like and admitting on camera to committing those crimes. So, you know, just because you say you're a journalist doesn't mean he violated the FACE Act in 18 U.S. Code Section 241, among others.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Michael Knowles. I'm going to make sure that you guys have that clip and that you can share that because, you know, that needs to be plastered all over social media because people need to understand that this is, you know, you cannot say you have First Amendment protections when you deny the First Amendment rights of others. Very, very well spoken. So, yeah, here's the Don Lemon post right here. So he was arrested. He was released. Without bail, and so he is doing some type of victory lap. Well, President Trump said he's a loser, and so I think that it's very important for us to share, you know, what the rights are. You do not have the right to go into a company and cause a riot. You do not have the right to go into a church and cause a riot. And so I really appreciate him doing that. Okay. I think that's everything I had to share with you today. I think that's a lot to take in. We are winning on so many fronts. And yes, the battle is raging. And I think we have one more month until we see all of this, until we see the house of cards come down. I really do. I hope I'm right. I think that there's a lot of reason to believe that, because when you're taking down the way that the bankers have run the world, and then you're taking down this Iranian regime. Let me see if I can get to that one. This Iranian regime that you've got an armada over there, and then when you're taking down the election fraud of 2020, and then you're exposing what's going on with all the fraud in all these cities, and the journalists. It's got to be over. It's got to be a finished. So just buckle up for the next month. We'll be together every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We'll also be together at 10:30 on Saturday mornings. We're going to continue doing our Purim study, and then I'll see you on Tuesday at 6:30. And so let's pull up very quickly this wonderful passage here, the wonderful passage from Psalm 126, and it's going to be like a dream. When we get finally through this battle, it's going to be like we have to pinch ourselves as if this is a dream come true. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, among the New World Order, the Lord has done great things for them. Oh no, oh no. This is bad because he is ending their captivity. He's ending their captivity, which is that obviously the New World Order has held us captive for so, so long. And how do we get released from these people? It's been a wild ride, hadn't it? Lots of twists and turns. And then we say, the Lord has done great things for us. And we are glad. Everybody set free in Venezuela. Everybody set free in Iran. Everyone set free in China. Everyone set free in America. Our health, our wealth, our peace, our unity, everything is going to be set free. It's going to be wonderful. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. We have sown in tears. It's been a tough road. It has. It's been really, really tough. But we will reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, never giving up, saying, Lord, I'm just going to continue to plant this seed of truth. I'm going to continue to share this truth. Doubtless will come with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. What does that mean? The sheaves is like what is behind me. Okay, you can't see it. You can't see it. Let me see if I can move this over a little bit. There it is. There it is. These are the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, the grain that has been produced because we planted these seeds of truth. And there you go. They have produced. And we're going to have this beautiful Omer Festival, the America Festival, coming up in April, actually. I believe and hope and pray it's after the Purim, which is the decimation, the annihilation of our enemies. What do you guys think? Yes, yes. Yeah, the tears have flowed out from us, but they're going to reap for us a great benefit. and everyone will be brought back together. So just hang on tight. We're going to get there. So definitely check into these books. I hope you'll really enjoy them. And again, like I said before, you can listen to them. I'm going to be starting to work on the audiobook for The Golden Age. That's coming up very soon. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your promise that this day would come when our enemies would be brought down. Thank you, Lord, for using each one of us. Even though we've sown in tears, we will reap in joy. We know that we will, the seeds that we have planted of truth for years and years and years will produce the wonderful benefit of the of peace and health and wealth all over the world. We believe that by faith. We trust that this is what where you are heading humanity. That's the end times for the criminal cabal and 1,000 years of peace for us. The golden age. Thank you, Lord, for what we have to look forward to. Lord, just for this next push, whether it's a month or however long it takes, Lord, just keep continuing to give us the courage and the fortitude and the words to say at every hour so that we get the truth out and help everyone to understand who we're truly fighting. Thank you that the truth is coming out about Epstein and about the 2020 election. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that Iran will be free soon. Thank you, Lord, that these enemies of ours, all that they've done of fraud is going to be stopped. Thank you for our wonderful president. Continue to strengthen him and everyone in who's fighting hard. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together today. It all worked out. It's so great that we can always join together. So let me play this song, and then I'll jet out of here, and I'll be on the chat for just a little bit longer. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
The fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.